previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's agricultural exports to the United States have surged. But that's ahead of the planned 30% tariff, and it's also due to a good harvest and higher global commodity prices. Exports to the U.S. are up 26% to $161 million in the 3 months to end June compared with the same period a year earlier. The bulk of the exports to the U.S. comprised citrus, wine, fruit juices and nuts. Says Agribiz Chamber Chief Economist Vandile Sihlabo, this underscores, in a way, the importance of the U.S. market for some producers. In total, agricultural exports were up 10% to $3.71 billion. Africa's largest cell phone maker, MTN, has reported a rise in first-half profits after getting boosts in major markets like Nigeria and Ghana. Total service revenues up 23%, total subscribers up 5% to 297.7 million. However, MTN's South African results are disappointing, so there's been a major shake-up of top executives. Taking over as CEO of MTN South Africa, Ferdi Moerman, who replaces Charles Molapisi. Moerman's a former CEO of MTN Nigeria. And as you've already heard, I'm sure, on Algoa FM News, MTN has also disclosed it's under grand jury investigation in the United States as a result of its businesses in Afghanistan and Iran. MTN holds 49% in Irancell. The allegations go back over a decade but include a court case from Turkcell, currently being heard in South African courts, which suggests both South Africa and MTN paid large bribes to Iran to secure the Irancell deal. MTN has since exited Afghanistan, but again the allegation is that it paid the Taliban protection money to keep operating there. MTN is also being sued by individual families in the U.S. who say this operation led to the death of their family members on active duty with U.S. forces. MTN's share down 8.4% on the various announcements. On the broader markets, the JSE closed down last evening with the all share 0.8% adrift, the top 40 down 0.9, London's FTSE down 0.2. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500, ended just beneath flat, the Nasdaq just above. Tokyo this morning down 0.1%, Hong Kong flat, Sydney down 0.6%. US dollars unchanged at 1.17 to the euro, the rand at 17.65 to the dollar, 20.58 to the euro, 23.84 to sterling. Gold at 3,337, platinum at 1,330, Bitcoin just over $115,000, Brent crude oil just over $66 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.